You're listening to The Egg on 104.4 FM, broadcasting live from Maple Road Studios, right on the Sunshine Coast in beautiful Egmont, British Columbia.
Good morning, Egmont, BC. Before we get going today, Otis from the West Coast Wilderness Lodge is wanting to remind y'all the picnic is this Saturday. If you aren't planning on going, change your plans. If you are planning on going, good. The wifey's gonna bring her famous sausage rolls. Don't worry. And I hear the James family may or may not pull out the big grill for us. It is just a rumor, but now that I've said it on live radio, I'm sure they're gonna do it. But enough about food. I have Joseph G in the studio with the news. Let's tune in to hear what Joseph has to say for us today.
Around 8 o'clock this morning, a large truck containing a ton of eggs crashed on Dorson Highway after hitting a deer. About 12 dozen of them fell on the street and just made a huge mess. The cleanup crew is currently doing their jobs, but honestly, I don't think that will be cleaned up anytime soon. We'll talk more about this in our traffic and weather section later. Up next, the Conservatives are currently acting pretty extreme lately. Just about 7 months ago, the RCMP made a post on Twitter showing off a ridiculous number of guns and bullets that they confiscated in Alberta. Many other folks have also joined the movement, including a small family of four from this town that flew all the way to Ottawa to join a protest. The Queen of England, Elizabeth II, passed away about 2 weeks ago on September 8th. The funeral happened this Monday on September 19th and was broadcasted all over the world on live TV. Even though that everybody's freaking out about it, the leader of our local conspiracy theorist group, Irv Flatt, still thinks that the Queen isn't actually dead. And he's currently running around the town, screaming that she's gonna come back as an eldritch monster to destroy the world. A bunch of followers that are just as delusional as he is have also abandoned their homes and started camping in tents that have weird occult symbols drawn on them. I'm Joseph, those were your news today, and now back to you, Jeremy.
Man, I could feed my household for a week with that amount of eggs. Are we live? Oh, shoot, hold on. We're a big family. We eat like a dozen eggs a day anyway. Anyway, moving on. After the break, Jake's coming on with updates on the Little League uproar Sunday night. If you guys remember, that was a fun night. Coming back right after the break.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Mabuha.
Hola.
Hello.
¿Quieres aprender cualquier idioma rápido y conciso? Hoy con Duolingo te ofrecemos 50% de descuento con nuestro nuevo premium feature Duolingo Push. En donde quiera que estés, trabajando, en el gimnasio, incluso en el baño. Bueno, tal vez no en el baño. Te brindamos la oportunidad de conectar con personas en cualquier lado del mundo que te pueden ayudar a trabajar en tu idioma.
Thanks to Duolingo, puedo hablar español.
Because I use Duolingo, I can finally understand my girlfriend.
Gracias a Duolingo, English is not too hard now.
Duolingo, una aplicación, millones de idiomas.
It all started with two sisters and a dream to help reconnect the community with nature. Here at Sun Twist Acres, we pride ourselves on our fresh produce grown right on location, from blueberries to zucchinis to eggs. But we're not just another roadside market. During the months of June and July, livestock go on sale. Chickens, ducks, and even goats. And if you don't want to buy them, you can still pet or feed them, along with our pigs, turkeys, and bees. Or if you're just looking for the best mom and pop recipes for that upcoming potluck, or wanting to up your taste on your next diet, or just getting some fresh ideas for your local bake sale, then visit us at 12625 Warnock Road, or call 604-989-1496. Get back to your roots at Sun Twist Acres.
You're listening to The Egg on 104.4 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Jake's in the studio with some news on one of the biggest sports weeks we've seen since the Mills family cow went swimming during last summer's jet ski talent show. Here's Jake.
People are still recovering from the all-out bench-clearing brawl in the Sunshine Coast Little League on Sunday. It began when 12-year-old Luke Points drilled batter Corey Rasopoulos with his pitch. Corey then stormed the mound and hit Luke with his bat, In retaliation, this led to players and coaches from both sides rushing onto the field and fighting each other. The final count, as of today, is 9 black eyes, 4 broken arms, and at least 1 concussion. Although, you know, with kids, it's hard to tell which ones are concussed and which ones aren't, am I right? Last night, it was also announced that both head coaches are suspended for the rest of the season, and given the carnage, the punishments are understandable. There was late drama at the Egmont Seniors Bowling League last night, as Mike Andrews had a massive come-from-behind victory. The two-time former champ bowled 5 strikes in a row to end his game and regained first place in the overall standings with just 2 more weeks to play. And the man was fired up, as you can tell from this audio captured at the event. A local hockey star has gotten some shine on the ice. Egmont native Enzo Sutherland made his debut in the Canucks Young Stars Tournament in Penticton on Monday. He recorded a goal and an assist in a win over Edmonton. He plays again tonight against Winnipeg. If the 22-year-old defenseman continues to impress, he could receive a contract for Vancouver's minor league team in Abbotsford, which would be great to see, so best of luck to him. Lastly, Back Eddie Pub hosted its first annual darts tournament, and man, was that a fun event! Over a dozen competitors took part, vying for the prize of free drinks for an entire week. Teenager Fergus James, who had only turned 19 the day before, won by just 7 points, and let me tell ya, that kid can drink like a seasoned pro. The event as a whole was a success with plenty of fun and only 1 injury. You can expect to see it again next fall. That's all for sports. Back to you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jake. Man, I remember one time I got hit by a bat in elementary. Not fun. Spence Wiggs landed one right in the gut. Couldn't sit straight for the rest of the day. Spence got away with it, of course. So, Luke, I understand. I feel for you, bud. Anyway, a few of the boys are making it big in the entertainment world. Jerison Orishan in the studio with the story.
Everyone in Egmont is hyped for the new season of The Voice, which began this week. Local sailor Jack Gordon wowed the coaches with his guitar cover of the weekend smash hit, Blinding Lights. That led to all of the coaches turning their chairs around and giving Gordon a standing ovation. While he's a fan of all of them, Gordon ended up choosing singer John Legend as his coach, due to his experience in a variety of different music styles. The blind auditions continue until Jack goes to the next round in the knockout rounds. The Voice airs Monday and Tuesday at 8 p.m. on NBC. The next best film festival after TIFF is underway as the Vancouver International Film Festival welcomes filmmakers from the province and around the world. Some of the most highly anticipated films this fall are being screened in various theaters around the city, plus talks with the creators that made those films possible. Local films are also showcased, including a new documentary from Tom Jenks called Future Ocean Cleanup, which explores on cleaning up the oceans and how it impacts water supplies. Egmont makes an appearance as the film explores the traffic of ships in the area, and predominant environmentalists, including BC's own David Suzuki, are interviewed. The Vancouver National Film Festival is on now until October 9th. Speaking of ships, the Egmont Art Gallery is opening a new art exhibit, Paintings Ahoy! Creates a selection of paintings from not only local artists, but also a collection of paintings from around the world, rarely shown to the public. There are drawings of toy boats, pirate ships, sea buses, and even banana boats. Visitors will be amazed by the variety of ways to present a ship in art. Paintings Ahoy is on now until October 31st. Finally, there are recent sightings of tech billionaires at the Egmont Marine Park. We believe that they are on vacation. Virgin CEO Richard Branson was seen sailing his beloved boat, the Majestic Galaxy, wearing his casual clothes on Friday. Jeff Bezos came to the town on his small Amazon cruise to experience some nature. And Apple CEO Tim Cook was seen water skiing near the beach. Maybe they are all coming together to work on a collaboration project and sharing their current projects. That is the entertainment news. I'm Jerison Orishan.
There is only one thing inevitable in this world. Death. It can arrive when you least expect it, and you need to be prepared. Go to Egmont Funeral Home and make your final ride your very best. You can find us at 666 Luther Street.
Want to experience the best of barbecue but don't have time to travel to every famed barbecue staple? Then come on down to the only place in town for barbecue at Smokey Dean's. Our in-house barbecue master, Dean Jones, has traveled around the world to bring all your favorite styles of barbecue, including Memphis, North Carolina, Texas, and Hawaiian barbecue. Right now, try our variety barbecue pack with all the mixins and your choice of sauces, plus cornbread and baked beans at a special price of $20. So wash your hands and get ready for them to be messy while your taste buds are smoky at Smokey Dean's. And say hi to him when you see him. Limited time offer, meat availability subject to change without notice.
You're listening to The Egg on 104.4 FM.
Hey, it's Jeremy Lee coming to you live right here in Egmont, BC. I have Alicia Nolasco in the studio with me with an update on the skies and roads. Take it away, Alicia.
Thank you, Jeremy. Yesterday afternoon, around 6 p.m., the annual mysterious phenomenon known as the Rain of the Fish occurred here again in Egmont. It began with the formation of a strong storm, which had intense electrical activity and strong winds that blew from various points, forcing citizens to take refuge in their homes. The storm lasted for a few hours before everything calmed down. Dozens of fish were left flopping on the ground after falling from the sky. The event that gives this phenomenon its name. The exact cause of the rain of fish is unknown, but it usually takes place at least once a year in the fall. Thankfully, we should have clear skies today with a high of 19 degrees and low of 11 degrees. Temperature is currently 16 degrees this morning. Chances of precipitation are 10% later today, with wind 10 kilometers per hour and humidity at 65%. Looking at the weather tomorrow, it looks like mostly a sunny day with 5% chances of precipitation and lower humidity than today's with a 52% rate. And looking forward to Friday, seems like a showery day with 80% of precipitation, 80% humidity, and wind at 5 kilometers per hour, a high of 16 degrees and a low of 11 degrees. Looking at the traffic now, it seems well in town. No problems getting out of Highway 69 today. On the other hand, it's starting to look congested on the 8th Road North. There are some road works in Batgate Street with 62 Avenue with the left lane closed. After Joseph's report, they're still cleaning up the doors on highway after the egg incident. This is Alicia Nolasco with weather and traffic.
Skookum Chuck Narrows, the best trail within 5 kilometers of beautiful Egmont, British Columbia. We are also the only trail within 5 kilometers of Egmont, British Columbia. Between the rapids and the whirlpools, there's enough excitement for you to be snapping photos and selfies for hours. We are not responsible for injury or death caused by negligence of the 2,000 billion gallons of ice cold water zooming past you at 30 kilometers an hour. Enjoy free parking right by the trailhead and walk right into the most beautiful 8-kilometer hike of your life. We are not responsible for lost or stolen items, car theft, or damage to your person or property. Reward yourself with a picnic at Roland Point, overlooking the rapids, or watching the whirlpools from North Point. Littering is not a victimless crime. Basic littering fines start at $115 and go up to $2,000 in 6 months in prison. Plan your trip at VancouverTrails.com and experience sights you will never forget. You're listening to The Egg on 104.4 FM. Hey, welcome back. Coming up out in about 5 minutes, Mrs. Corny is teaching us the best way to write a short story. But right now, it's nearly 7:15. That's right. It's time to showcase Egmont BC's local musicians live on air. This first song, Wish, is written and performed by the McKenzie Brothers. Let's roll the tape.